AEA 2010 opens in Florida. PS Engineering's new audio panel does Bluetooth. And Mid-Continent earns a TSO for its lithium-based backup power supply. This is Arrow News. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for downloading this Arrowcast. Here's what's up in aviation for Friday, April 9th, 2009. The 53rd annual AEA International Convention and Trade Show launched yesterday morning at the Gaylord Palms Resort in Kissimmee, Florida, and there are already some new wrinkles in avionics to report. PS Engineering calls its new PMA 8000BT a breakthrough in cockpit convenience and connectivity. It's an audio panel with Bluetooth capability, allowing smartphones to connect wirelessly with the audio panel. This allows the music in the smartphone to stream into the audio panel for distribution to the aircraft occupants. It also allows the pilot and anybody on the intercom to connect to the cell phone from the audio panel without any wires. Company founder Mark Schuer commented, quote, "We studied the utility of Bluetooth for a long time and offered it to the experimental market more than 2 years ago. It has been extremely well received, but we wanted to proceed carefully in the certificated world to make the application as transparent and seamless as possible. We do not want to overcomplicate the audio panel," unquote. Answering the obvious questions of regulators, PS Engineering senior design engineer Eduardo Lopez Gil adds, quote, "We designed this Bluetooth interface so it would not have any effect on the basic audio panel, either electrically or in the environmental qualifications. The audio panel remains robust and in complete compliance with the FAA TSO requirements," unquote. This news is so fresh it wasn't even on the company's own website by our deadline, but expect to find details any moment at ps-engineering.com. The PMA 8000BT will be shipping by the end of the second quarter. PS Engineering is also featuring the PMA 5000EX at the show. Citing calls from the experimental and LSA community for a low-cost audio panel for non-certified applications, the company says the 5000EX achieves a new level of price performance for the home builder. The new panel has a four-place hi-fi stereo intercom that uses PS Engineering's proprietary IntelliVox Squelch to differentiate instantly between cabin noise and human speech to allow seamless conversation among crew and passengers without any adjustments. The company says more than 60,000 IntelliVox systems have been installed in various aircraft, ranging from J-3 Cubs to the legendary P-51 since 1997. Sold without a marker beacon receiver or speaker amplifier, the PMA 5000EX breaks the kilobuck barrier with an MSRP of $995 U.S. Mid-Continent Instruments reports its MD-835 emergency power supply has received TSO certification from the FAA. Rigorous testing for rechargeable lithium systems was required to get that TSO. Mid-Continent is partnering with Aeromech Incorporated to seek an approved model list STC covering a wide range of certificated aircraft. The Beech King Air 200 will be used as the baseline certification aircraft. Brett Williams, engineering manager for Mid-Continent, says that should be wrapped up within 90 days. The MD-835 power supply boasts a weight 8 pounds lighter than similar products in the 4.5 amp-hour class, uses the same mating connector, and mounts in a standard quarter ATR space. The required capacity check is biennial rather than annual for the product it replaces, and the 10-year life expectancy is more than three times that of the nearest competition. Get details right on the front page at mcico.com. Yesterday morning, AEA 2010 launched with a two-hour showcase of new products by exhibitors, some of them incremental upgrades to existing product lines, others all new. Aero TV distributed the entire session as a live video stream, and it's also available in archived form. Click the banner at the top of our main page at aero-news.net to watch. We're also doing a live video stream of today's regulatory panel, which will start with an address by Randy Babbitt and spend a total of 3 hours on the impact of safety management systems and the now-published standards for ADS-B. This afternoon at 4 p.m. Eastern, ANN's Tom Patton and I will host live video news and interviews from the show floor and be back again to wrap up the show Saturday morning at 11 a.m. Eastern Time. Up next on ANN, Avadyne adds a neat new feature to Integra R9. Extra Aircraft now offers R9 in its six-seat turboprop. And Aircell will add a per-megabyte billing option. You're listening to Aero News.
Uncramp your style in a new Citation CJ2 Plus from Cessna. Now with integrated ProLine 21 avionics, FADEC, and a restyled cockpit and cabin. In the CJ2 Plus, you'll carry more payload than you could in the original CJ2. You'll climb and cruise faster. You'll have the freedom to use even shorter runways, and you'll do it all on less fuel. For a sure thing, call 1-800-4-CESSNA.
We're back with more of your Aero Briefing for April 9th. I'm Paul Plagg. Avadyne gave us all a glimpse into its next incremental upgrade of Integra 9 at AEA yesterday, although one specific new capability of 9.1 may be too significant to qualify as incremental. FMS Preview lets you scroll through your flight plan in advance and see data-linked weather overlaid on your route, as well as a graphical presentation of available departures, airways, transitions, and approach procedures. Release 9.1 is targeted for certification before the end of the current quarter. Patrick Hergeth, Avadyne's chief operating officer, notes, quote, "Not only can pilots be sure they are choosing the correct procedure, they can also see the procedure relative to data link weather on the map to ensure they are choosing the best route or best approach for the current weather conditions," unquote. Avadyne and Extra Aircraft yesterday unveiled the Integra Release 9 integrated flight deck for the Extra EA-500 six-seat turboprop. Extra was the first manufacturer to choose R9 as factory standard equipment. Extra Aircraft founder Walter Extra calls R9, quote, "a key differentiator for our high-performance aircraft," unquote. The first customer delivery will take place at Aero Friedrichshafen. Additional announcements are promised. Aircel chose the occasion of AEA 2010 to announce it will soon add a usage-based billing option for its high-speed internet products for business, military, and government aviation. The new package will allow customers the option of paying based on the monthly volume of data they consume over the network. Current monthly plans provide unlimited access for a flat fee. The new plan will become available this summer, and specific pricing and details are said to be forthcoming. Aircel Senior VP and General Manager John Wade compared the new option to adding an a la carte menu to an all-you-can-eat buffet. Quote, "Customers with low or sporadic utilization patterns will find great value in getting full access to the Aircel network in a pay-as-you-go format," unquote. He adds, however, quote, "most typical flight departments will still find our ultra-speed standard plan the best value," unquote. Get details on the company and watch for the new monthly billing options details when available at aircel.com. Still ahead, MGL Avionics Gen 2 can be retrofitted as a hardware upgrade. ForeFlight Mobile 3 now comes in HD for the iPad. And the Solar Impulse has made a successful first test flight. You're listening to Aero News.
Welcome to Cirrus Design, maker of the world's best-selling personal aircraft, the sleek SR-22. Cirrus planes feature the latest technologies and are equipped with an exclusive, life-saving parachute system. It is our mission to make personal aviation safe, affordable, and convenient. At Cirrus, we offer a test drive like no one else in the business.
We're back to wrap up your Aero Briefing for Friday, April 9th. I'm Paul Plagg. AEA 2010 has most of the big names in certificated avionics as exhibitors, but the scale of the show and its costs, the emphasis on products distributed through installer networks, and the fact that the show is not open to the public are all possible factors in decisions by small companies serving non-certificated markets to sit the show out. But some smaller companies are still making news this week. MGL Avionics chose this week to announce the launch of the second generation of its top-line panels for experimental and light sport markets. Based in South Africa, MGL competes most directly with Dynon in low-cost applications, and its updated Voyager 8-inch and Odyssey 10-inch panels have some remarkable new features, especially for home builds. The most startling feature of MGL's Gen 2, however, is the fact that despite being based on a newer, more powerful processor, it's available as a $500 hardware upgrade for owners of the older units. New features enabled by the increased power include textured, shaded 3D terrain, as well as a display of transparencies on the screen for better situational awareness. It also allows integrated moving map GPS with better display and sub-pixel rendering, enhanced internal autopilot functions. A GPS-derived attitude option is back up to the AHARS, and the addition of a flight director. In a thoughtful nod to the unique needs of the home-built market, Voyager and Odyssey support all common aircraft engines, but also speak the language of the serial buses on automotive engine conversions, which retain the original ECUs. Many builders of open cockpit aircraft are drawn to consider MGL because its control surface uses a membrane keypad for some protection from moisture. The Airink 429 Aviation serial bus is also supported, as well as analog inputs for displaying legacy nav equipment. The addition of AUX video inputs hints at forthcoming external cameras, FLIR, or enhanced vision options. Even the larger Odyssey weighs only 4 pounds and draws just 1.5 amps on a 12-volt system. MSRP starts at about $6,200 U.S. for a basic system. Get more details and find a 15-minute video features tour at mglavionics.com. The Apple iPad has only been in stores a few days, but ForeFlight has already unveiled an upgrade to ForeFlight Mobile 3, which runs on the new device. ForeFlight HD is said to have been designed from the ground up for the iPad. If you already have ForeFlight Mobile 3, all the new iPad features come in the form of an update. Download the latest version, 3.2.2, on your phone via the Updates tab in the App Store. On your iPhone, the app will run exactly like it did before, but launch it on an iPad and you'll see ForeFlight Mobile in full HD. And finally, on a day when everything I've talked about so far has something to do with wires, it seems appropriate to close with news that the Solar Impulse has made a successful first test flight. The aircraft is being developed by a Swiss group for an attempted flight around the world, powered exclusively by sunlight. The test flight came Wednesday at a military airbase in western Switzerland, powered solely by four 10-horsepower electric motors, reached about 3,600 feet, and lasted 87 minutes. The Associated Press reports that project co-founder André Borschgerg said that additional tests would be conducted on the prototype version to refine the plane for the around-the-world attempt. Construction on the plane to be used for the circumnavigation attempt itself will begin next year, with the actual record attempt coming in 2013. But that doesn't mean the prototype is done flying. Borschgerg explains, quote, "This summer we want to show that we can fly night and day. This will happen, hopefully, in May, June, or July," unquote. The Solar Impulse prototype weighs about 3,500 pounds, 900 of which is batteries, charged by 12,000 solar cells. Especially in a week dominated by news of advances in avionics, wouldn't it be ironic if, to conserve power, the world's first solar-powered aircraft to circle the globe relied on steam gauges? That's the latest from Aero News. Remember to check out the ANN special feature. Today, with the administration talking again about retiring some of its A-10 Thunderbolt 2s to save some money, I thought we needed to give the plane some equal time. U.S. Air Force Major Paul Brown of the A-10 West Demo Team tells us why he loves the plane they call the Warthog. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Enjoy your weekend, and have a clear and unlimited day.